Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, our post-Tuesday from President's Day show. And it's actually a very special day here at KKLA for all of you moms and dads listening right now that have our sons and daughters in private Christian school. I would think no time like now that we stress the importance of that very reality. Do you know there are over 6 million children in California's public schools? Now, I'm not here to speak ill of public schools, but I think they're limited in and of themselves. Maybe some of you have had your children in public school. A statistic I saw recently, 155,000 students are projected to drop out of K through 12 public schools because of obvious reasons and maybe some not so obvious. Maybe you're listening right now and you are in that situation. Well, we're here to tell you we want to bless you with the realities literally of half off tuition. Now, maybe you have gone to our site, maybe you haven't. For those of you that aren't familiar with half off tuition, we literally are partnering with a number of schools. Go to kkla.com. You'll see all the schools, various grade levels, K through 8, high school, K through 12, pre-K through 8, all over Southern California. And I'm going to give a phone number out. We have people here that would love to field your calls and help you if you have questions. Maybe you have a specific about one school in particular on our site. Maybe you're just new to LA. Maybe you're just new to the idea of private Christian education. And you may hear half off tuition. Maybe it's too good to be true. Well, it's not. It's literally that. We, again, partner with schools. We want to provide you a fine Christian education for half the price of tuition. Let me give the number. 888-321-2469. 888-321-2469 is the number to call. We have people down the hall waiting by the phones to field your questions, your comments. Maybe you have some specifics about a school on our website. Please call us. Now, if we get swamped, as is the case at times, we will get back to you as soon as possible. If it rings through to voicemail, leave your name and phone number. Someone will call you back promptly. And we just want to be, well, a partner with you and help you and bless you with half the price of tuition to so many of our schools all throughout Southern California. Now, throughout the program today, we are actually going to have a number of principals and people in positions of leadership at some of these schools, and we're going to welcome them in a moment. But I want to emphasize that number again. If we can help you in any way, please call us. Don't hesitate. I got an email from a listener, Jason, last hour, knowing that we were going to do this and saying, I'm not sure if my question is relevant. And I emailed him back, call. All questions are relative and important and relevant. 888-321-2469. 888-321-2469. From Montebello Christian School, our principal, Nella Semarenko, is here. Nella, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
So welcome for being here. Talk a bit about Montebello Christian School. First of all, what is the grade level that you have?
We are a K-3 school, and actually, this year we are celebrating our 50 year anniversary.
And how long have you been at Montebello Christian School?
I've been there as a principal for a year only. This is my first year starting last March, but I've been there involved as a parent as well as a teacher for many years, at least 4 to 5 years.
Share about the importance of all the listeners, if they don't have their sons or daughters in a Christian school, why you did and the importance of being in a Christian school.
I did it foremost so my child can learn the biblical values and the standards that we teach them at home. And with the ever-changing world dynamic that we are in, it's really hard for the students to know the values that we implement to them. It's been changing. And one thing that Montebello Christian School stands for, this is why I chose it, is the fact that they stand on biblical values regarding gender, regarding family roles, regarding many aspects of the Bible, that they've always been standing on the same belief.
So going from a parent and a mom to being on the faculty, tell us about how you jumped that bridge, and of all things, you're now the principal. Did you have aspirations to be the principal?
I'm glad you asked. I did not have aspirations to be the principal. I simply started there by volunteering, but the more I was a substitute teacher there and the more I volunteered, I realized my heart tugged to be in that school. I started out as a teacher there subbing as well, and one day I was approached by the pastor of the church, because we are also part of the church, and asking me to be the principal, and I actually ran away. I told him no. I told him no, I cannot do this. And then my heart tugged at it and said, you know what, you need to do it for the kingdom, for the children, because if I don't do it, who will?
Netla Semarenko is from Montebello Christian School, one of the many that are participating in half-off tuition. So you've been the principal for a year, quite a year you picked to be the principal.
Actually, I came on board 1 week before the pandemic hit.
So tell us what that was like and how Montebello Christian School has kind of navigated through this never-ending maze of what's to come.
We were not adequately prepared for it, nor were the public school counterparts. So we decided, you know, with God's help, anything is possible. We made sure that if we were going to have live instruction, it was going to continue 3 to 4 hours per day. We cleaned up all the classroom. We stripped the bare. We made sure that every student that's in the classroom is social distanced. We made sure that all the walls were clean. They were sparkling clean. We made sure there was one-way entrances, one-way exits. We made sure there was check-ins. We made sure if the child or your student will attend our school, they are protected, they are cared for, and so is the staff on duty.
You said you are a K through 8?
Yes.
How many children, how many students do you have on?
Currently, we have 94 students.
Wow.
Each classroom size is capped at 15 because we want to ensure not only individual learning occurs, but we're able to abide by the guidelines set forth upon us. And that's the number one reason for that.
So as we look to the future, and anything else you want to share, talk to the moms and dads listening right now more about your school, Montebello Christian School, and maybe the hope that you have for this new year and the second year of being the principal of Montebello Christian School.
Absolutely. One thing I want to mention is we are unapologetically Christian, period. So that means that God's views is our creation regarding gender and anything regarding creation, we stand firm against it. So when students do attend our campus, they will use their gender-orientated restroom. The staff will do so too. That's just a belief embedded in the Bible, and we stand, we preach what the Bible tells us to do so. We also want to put on that if your child is to attend our school, they are going to be taught by the light. What does the Bible teach us? We want to make sure that they are prepared both spiritually, physically, emotionally, to pursue knowledge and prepare them for what's expected for higher education.
Now, one last question and then anything else you want to share. But talk to the parents that may have a little concern about maybe going to a new school, and do you have open house? Is there a way they can walk around the campus or find out more about Montebello Christian School?
Absolutely. First thing we encourage parents is just to contact the school and ask for a tour, because the best way to ease somebody's mind is to physically be there and see it. Another thing we ask is to go ahead and snoop on our website. Go to MontebelloChristian.com, check out our mission statement, see what's going on, what are we about.
I don't have to say, anybody listening to your heart and what you just shared, if you're in and around the Montebello area, Montebello Christian School is a K-8 school, and Netla Semarenko is the principal. Netla, it was a blessing to meet you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's appreciated.
Now, as we kind of transition into bringing our next principal in, let me reiterate again, we are here for you in our KKLA family listening audience. If you would like to just even inquire questions, anything about maybe sending your son or daughter to a private Christian school for the first time, 888-321-2469 is the number to call. And I literally, before I got on the air, went down the hall. We've got Craig and Steve and others down there manning the phones. So know that if you call, someone will either pick up or get right back to you. We want to help you. We want to come alongside you. We want to bless you. When I first started here at KKLA and I heard about half-off tuition, I just want to be honest. My mind couldn't track that. It was like, is that literally what we do? Half-off tuition to schools that partner with us? What's the catch? There is no catch. We just understand the importance of a private Christian education, and it's something for you to consider if you haven't by now, with everything that's gone on over the last year. If you're looking for a safe school campus that will ensure a good, solid private Christian education, we have a number of them listed on our website. Go to kkla.com, click on the icon, and you'll see scores of schools all throughout Southern California that partner with us. Questions at all, call us. 888-321-2469. Yeah, come right in. 321-2469. 888-321-2469. Lincoln Dial is the principal at Calvary Baptist School, one of the many schools that are participating in half-off tuition. Lincoln has been here before. Lincoln, it's good to see you again.
Frank, thanks for having us here, brother. We really appreciate this ministry that you guys do for kids in Southern California.
Thank you so much. You know, before we talk about Calvary Baptist, talk about half-off tuition and how a lot of parents listening right now may be struggling financially, and yet you're one of many that are participating in this opportunity.
Well, you know, it's a unique opportunity for us to get to minister to some families that are struggling, not just financially, because I think we all know about everything that's been going on, a lot of hard times, a lot of hardships out there. But it gives us the opportunity to kind of open our doors and show people, hey, there's still ministries out there that want to reach out and love these families. And there's so many great schools across Southern California, so many great Christian schools. You know, when we have people come in and take tours, we tell them, listen, if this is not the place the Lord wants you to be, there's some other fantastic ones around. You know, we just really believe in Christian education.
Amen. Lincoln is with Calvary Baptist School in Laverne. Lincoln, share about your wonderful school.
It was 50 years last year for the COVID year, so it was quite a year to finish our 50th anniversary
my
on.
My goodness.
But, you know, the Lord has been good. Brother, I have to be honest with you. We finished the year before COVID with about 120, and now we're at about 150. So we've seen some increase because I think families realize that now more than ever, not just because of COVID, but because of so many other things, because of just the way society is right now, the importance of bringing kids up in the Lord. We're even finding families that aren't necessarily believers being drawn to our school. And I see that as the Lord bringing them to us so we can minister to them, you know, instead of us going out in the Great Commission. The Great Commission's coming to us during this time, and we're able to reach some of these families. So we're excited about that. We've been around, like I said, for 50 years in Laverne, real beautiful little small community there. We are WASC accredited from K to 12. We have preschool through 12, but the K through 12 is the part that participates in the half off. And we have everything from junior high, high school sports in CIF, just like all the other larger schools. We have some AP classes. We have some special needs classes, some honor classes. And we have some drama. We have some other electives that they can be a part of. We really feel like being small gives us the unique opportunity to adjust and change as kids come to us. Whatever we can do to reach these families, I feel like that's what God's called us to do.
Lincoln Dial is with Calvary Baptist School in Laverne. How long have you been the principal there?
Since 4 years. It'll be my fourth year now, finishing my fourth year.
And is it education something you've always known you'd go into?
You know what? The Lord has a sense of humor, Frank. The Lord has a sense of humor. When I was growing up, my father was a principal. My grandfather was a pastor, and so I would tell people there is no way that I will either be a principal or a pastor.
And now you're both.
Here I am, brother. I am both. And the Lord just kind of laughs at me, and I laugh at myself.
There are many parents listening right now as we look to 2021 with some concern about what's going to happen here, and obviously we don't know. But share a little bit about maybe the vision of 2021 for Calvary Baptist.
Well, we want to be a light in an otherwise dark time. What's important for us is that we help our students understand that every single person matters. whether they are college prep, whether they're never going to go to school again after high school, whether they're going to be in the ministry, whether they're going to be working out in the secular world. Every life matters. Every life is important. We're just trying to prepare ourselves for whatever the Lord has for us, and we're excited about that.
One more question, and then obviously, well, let me ask the latter first. If anybody is listening would like to get a tour or open house, how would they do that?
They could call us in the office there. Our numbers are online or on, you know, KKLA's contact info. They can call us and let us know whether or not they'd like to do that on Zoom or whether they'd like to come in person. I don't mind giving them a tour in person, or if they feel more comfortable, you know, a virtual tour. Either way is perfect. Or just answer questions on the phone. Well, some do.
So I'll save the best and probably the hardest one for last, but since I know you and you're a dear brother, I'm going to throw this at you. So how did 2020 challenge you as a leader and as a man who follows Jesus?
It's interesting you ask that question, brother. I get emotional quickly. In the last month, we've had three staff members, beloved staff members, leave. One, because of a blessing, she was having a baby. But then after that, another who's been with us for many years got terminal cancer, and now she's at home trying to fight that every day. So she's gone full-time into the treatment. And then our beloved kindergarten teacher that's been with us for almost 40 years. He's just a pillar of the school during Christmas vacation, passed away. And so we have been challenged that way to remember that our God is big enough. He can handle all of it. And I looked to the Lord, I got on my knees, and I just said, okay, Lord, it's yours. Yeah. But wow, we're just this little small school, and yet God just proves himself so trustworthy every single day. It's amazing.
Amen.
He's amazing.
Lincoln Dial is the pastor at Calvary Baptist School in Laverne, one of the many schools that are participating in half-off tuition. Obviously, go to kkla.com for more information. And if you want to reach out to Lincoln at Calvary Baptist, find out more about his wonderful school, please do so. Lincoln, God bless you. It's always good to see you.
Frank, thank you so much. Just for your friendship, for the ministry that you all have here, for everyone involved, thank you for doing this for our kids and their families.
You're so welcome, Lincoln. Appreciate you very much, brother. 888-321-2469 is the number to call right now. It is half off tuition day here on KKLA. KKLA family, we love you. And if we can somehow help you, guide you, give you information about this, well, this blessing that is just waiting for you, please let us know. We literally are taking your calls. If we miss your call, we will call you back as soon as possible. Sometimes the phones come in a bit of a flood, and sometimes we may miss your call because we're on another line, but we are here for you today for half-off tuition. 888-321-2469. I shared this stat a little earlier today. There are over 6 million children in California public schools. And maybe that's you. Maybe you've got your son and or daughter. Maybe you're just considering private Christian school. I got an email from a listener named Steve the other day. He and his wife are new to Southern California. And Steve never really has considered private Christian education. And yet with everything that's gone on in the last year and some other things, Steve, you shared as well, we just want to know that we want you to know we're here for you. If we can help you in any way, that's why we do this. 888-321-2469, 888-321-2469. And we have a number of principals and educators that will be in and out of the studio today sharing about their school. And maybe you don't hear from somebody a school that you're interested in. Please go to our website anyway and let us know. Maybe we can set up an open house. Maybe we can set up a phone call. We want to come alongside you and guide you in the area of half-off tuition to so many of the schools that are participating in half-off tuition. By the way, here's something also. There may be a school in your community that you've gone to our website and you've not seen participating in half-off tuition. That does not mean that they will not participate. we would make that call. We would love to make that call. So let us know. Maybe there's a school right down the street from you that you'd maybe consider sending your child to go. And we will set that up for you. We will inquire. We'll do the legwork. Maybe we can partner with them in setting up literally half off tuition for this particular school in your community. So we're here to do the legwork as well. If we can help you, come alongside you and bless you in any way. 888-321-2469 is the number to call right now. There are people standing by waiting for your call. 888-321-2469. More interviews with our heroes of our community, principals, and those in position of, my gosh, being moms and dads to our children, especially in these times right now, that hopefully, prayerfully, that we will, we're looking forward to 2021, and we're grateful for so many of those that are in position of partnership with us for half-off tuition. 888-321-2469. We will continue with more of this very special Frank Sontag show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. It is a special afternoon here on KKLA. It is half off tuition day, and we will have a number of principals in studio throughout the next hour plus. And if you have any interest in inquiring more for yourself directly, first of all, go to our website, kkla.com. You will see a listing of schools all over Southern California. Various grade levels, pre-K through 12, high school specifically, 6 through 12. It's just wide and varied through many different counties all around Southern California. You may see a school that's in your community, and you're like, wow, half off tuition. We would love to share more about how you can literally send your son or daughter to a private Christian school. Now, maybe this is the first time you are considering a private Christian school, and I'm just going to be honest here. I think for some of us, finances are a consideration and something that maybe has kept us in the past of sending our children to a private Christian school. There are a number of institutions that recognize that reality, and that's why they partner with us here for half-off tuition, literally. 888-321-2469. We've kind of got the hotline room down the hall. In fact, I'm going to try to go down on the next break and see how everybody's doing. But we literally have people here at the station that will take your call, field your question, help you, guide you, maybe a specific school. And we have a big chalkboard or a big writing board where I noticed some of the schools are already off. The half-off tuitions have been sold. So please call as soon as possible. Any question is important, and we want to try to guide you and bless you any way that we can. 888-321-2469. 888-321-2469. Vance Nichols is principal of Alta Loma Christian in Alta Loma. Vance, it's good to see you.
It is great to be here.
Share a little bit about Alta Loma. And first of all, how long have you been principal there?
I've been head of school for 6 years.
And it's something I'm sure you have strived for all your life to be in upper education, correct?
Well, this is year 38 in education.
Goodness.
The first three were San Diego Unified, and these last 35 have been in Christian schools.
So you knew at one time in your life early on, education is what you wanted to pursue.
Yes, although it really wasn't my aim at first. In fact, it was, I always say that it was God's idea to get me into Christian education. On the invitation of a pastor, I wasn't even in education at the time. But he said, you know, our principal is going to be leaving, and we need someone to become principal of our Christian school. This is in San Diego. I was all of 27 years old. And And he said, and in addition, we need a full-time fifth and sixth grade teacher. So that first year with a newborn child was an amazing thing. But that's when you know, in spite of all of that overload, that that God's call is true. So it's been a remarkable ride. And especially this last year has very, very much been different.
We'll talk about that in a moment.
Right.
Maybe share a little bit specific about Alta Loma Christian and listeners in and around that area and why it is your school is so exceptional.
We are an award-winning STEM school, preschool through eighth grade. And one of the things that we do is, we have a growth mindset. The idea is that if kids love to learn and they love to be at school, they're going to learn at greater and greater levels. And that's what we've seen at the school, is that we try to continually build into kids this love for learning and this love for how God has made them. And then in that process, they're not afraid to try new things. And because of that, they're able to say, let me try this. Let me try that. And in that process, what the assessments show, not just testing, but project-based assessments and others, is that the kids are achieving at remarkably high levels. And it's been it's a great thing.
Your story reminds me a little bit about, and I won't go too long here, but I had a teacher in high school who just encouraged everyone. Mm-hmm. And many years after the fact, I looked back, and maybe I didn't realize it at the time, but his attitude, his demeanor, his love for what he did spoke so deeply and actually inspired me to want to learn more.
And I think that's so interesting that you should say that, because I look back at some of the teachers that did the same kind of thing when I was either in elementary school or in middle school or high school. And those are the teachers who said, you know what? I'm just going to facilitate this. Here's all the stuff. Here are the things you can do. Here are kind of the parameters, and you go for it. Because, kids can learn more and do more than most people in our society are willing to give them credit for. And so when you give them the opportunity and when they realize that they are made in the image of God and God is the creator, they're able to do things that sometimes will surprise us if we'll just give them the opportunity and give them the motivation, the inspiration to do that. And when our kids are in that kind of a culture – and the teachers are in that kind of a culture, kind of coming back to ALCS, our culture is in a place where we are not afraid to try to do those new things that the kids will be able to use to do remarkable things for what will become their finest future, the future that God has planned for them.
That's so well said. Thank you. As we look to the new year in 2021, Vance Nichols is here from Alta Loma Christian. So invite any of the parents listening right now if they'd like to investigate Alta Loma Christian.
Okay, the best way to do that is to go to alchristian.com. That's our website. On March 4th, we're going to have a virtual open house, and that's going to start at 6:30 p.m. on March 4th. And just go to alchristian.com, and you'll see the link that's going to be right there to click onto. And, of course, we give in-person tours there on campus because we are open. And just for any parent, whether you have been in Christian schools before or you've never even really thought about a Christian school before, just let me encourage you, whether it's Alta Loma Christian or another Christian school, go and check out the amazing opportunities to continue to learn, to continue to be taught. That exist there, because there are some schools that are able to open. And in LA County, just my encouragement to everybody is continue to pray for those schools, because our kids need to be in a place where they can be together, because we weren't created by God to be in isolation.
Yeah, boy, for sure.
Yeah.
Spoken with 3 decades of experience and a lot of love for the Lord, a lot of love for teaching. Vance Nichols is principal of Alta Loma Christian. Vance, thank you for coming in and what you do.
Thank you for having me here. It's been great.
Thank you, Vance. By the way, Jason, you can come in. Last year, I remember we did a half-off tuition with, if I'm not mistaken, I believe this man's wife. They have an incredible school right here in Los Angeles. Jason Song is not only the founder of New Covenant Academy School in Los Angeles, he is actually the principal as well. Jason, it's good to see you again.
Very, very good to be here.
Share a little bit about New Covenant Academy, please.
Well, New Covenant Academy was founded 22 years ago based on my wife's and my frustration. We were thinking, if we had our kids, where would we place them in the city of Los Angeles? And I was a consultant to many LAUSD principals at the time. And I realized by visiting public schools, I did not feel comfortable about sending my own kids to an environment where a classroom was 35 kids or more. Then I had the opportunity to visit some private schools, and I realized, well, this is a wonderful facility and everything, but they were charging an arm and a leg. Yep. Even in the early 90s, they were charging $20,000 or more. Now, $30,000 to $40,000 per child. And my wife and I were so frustrated that we decided, actually, kind of crazy if we think about it now, why can't we start a school? Why can't we serve the community? And that's how our school was founded. Now, we serve about 175 students after 22 years. We have a very, very highly academic program. Many of our parents aren't aware of a program called the IB program, International Baccalaureate Program. Very few schools on the West Coast offer that. And as a result, all of our high school students matriculate onto at least one of the UCs in four-year schools. Last year, we had 19 students graduate, and among them, get this, they've earned $3 million in merit scholarships.
Oh, my goodness.
So these kids are going to great places for free, and so many of the parents understand that.
Where are you roughly?
We're on Wilshire, near Wilshire in Vermont, okay. One block east of that area, literally 8 miles radius of downtown, where we are standing up for the gospel and teaching our kids and equipping them to become the leaders of the next generation.
Jason Song is from New Covenant Academy School in Los Angeles. He not only is the principal, but a co-founder. I remember your wife, I don't know if it was a year or two ago,
yes.
But I interviewed her, and I was really struck by the heart, like I hear from you, when you both founded this. You really want to do something for children. By the way, what's the grade level at New Covenant?
K through 12.
K through 12. So you, from small to not so small.
Not so small.
Do you have a background in academics and education?
Yes, I actually majored in political science at UCLA. I was a doctoral candidate.
I know I liked you right away. You're a Bruin, so we'll keep you here for a while.
and then I actually had a wonderful mentor, professor, who later became the head of the Department of Politics at Missouri University, who said, do you have any other passions? Because I sense that it's not just that you want to teach academics at a university level, but you have a heart for the students. And that got me to think, and that got me to pray. And I somehow ended up meeting some principals and who needed help in using technology to educate them and educate the students and such. I got involved consulting for the principals. And I realized there was a reason why God had me teach Sunday school ever since I was in high school. And I just realized there was passion for teaching. And I said, I'm going to try. I'm going to see if this thing works. Start thinking about it. Start talking about it. Start sharing with people around me, with pastors. And everybody said, nah, we don't need another Christian school here.
Right.
You know, we're all okay with public schools. This is the early 90s.
Yep.
But we felt that there was a need. And when we said we're going to open up a Christian school, 11 middle schoolers and their parents showed up. And since then, we've been at it and we're going at it. I'm blessed to have pastors and mentors in my life who said, you know, even Jesus had 11 disciples, so you got this. And we've been at it for 22 years now.
In 22 years, anything that you want to, you know, just tout your amazing school and all that you've done in more than two decades.
Well, I think Christian schools are all about Christian teachers, and they're the mentors. They're the ones who are shaping our students. So we have the most wonderful school teachers, people who are committed, who are effective, who are well qualified to teach, and we constantly train them every single moment. There's no teacher just because who has a license to teach, who's a good teacher. And our teachers are passionate about education, but if you equip them, you train them, you support them, they become master teachers. When our students are graduating, the first thing they say, and always on the top of the list on the exit interview is, I'm going to miss my teachers because they have impacted my life.
Wow.
So we have teachers who are ministering to the students. We have academic performance. We're a safe campus, and we're also a very affordable school. 30 to 40% of our students receive financial aid and scholarship from the school, right? Every Christian school has experienced the blessings and the touch of God, and we're certainly no exception. Probably we have more stories than other schools, but here we are.
Jason Song is co-founder of New Covenant Academy School in Los Angeles, near Wilshire and Vermont. And obviously, it goes without saying, and I'm assuming if somebody contacts you, mom, dad, hey, can we take a look at the school? Or
sure.
Can we set up an open house or something? We want to find out more. That's a given.
Yes. One thing that I really want to emphasize is that we're a young school, and as such, we have young teachers who are savvy with technology, We adopted online learning system 13 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have all of our videos and anything that parents want to see. It's all on our website, all on our social media. Come and check us out. We're here to serve.
Jason Song is from New Covenant Academy School in Los Angeles, one of the many participating in half-off tuition. Obviously, go to our site, kkla.com, for more information. Jason, thank you for what you do, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all the other principals that have been here so far that will be here in the remaining portion of this hour and next hour, because today is half-off tuition day. Let me give you the number again, 888-321-2469. If you call that number right now, there are people down the hall that will field your questions, maybe even help you and guide you to a school in your community. And I know that some have already called and have, well, you've been blessed by half-off tuition. You've indeed agreed, and we're so excited to be a part of that. If we can help in any way, shape, or form, please call us, 888-321-2469. It is half-off tuition day here on KKLA, a very special broadcast of this, the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. It is a very special day here at KKLA. It is half-off tuition. For those of you that have young children, or even maybe not so young children, all the way up to high school, if you are, and you have not in the past, considered private Christian education, we're here to say not only, I mean, the signs of the times are obvious about the importance of ensuring. Hard to comprehend what kind of an investment we make in our children when we provide them with some of the finest Christian education right here in Southern California. We're talking about safe school campuses, vibrant, and the level of consideration and caring, second to none. I mean, these are people that will love on our children, teach them the Word of God, come alongside and bless them in ways by which you will be blessed as well. And when we talk about the realities of economic concerns in this day and age, how can tuition not be a concern for the overwhelming majority of us? So we're here to say yes to half-off tuition. We're here to say yes, we want to help guide you. And we are here to say yes, we want to bless you. There are people down the hall right now that are fielding your calls. 888-321-2469 is the number to call. 888-321-2469. Any questions at all, any way that we can help you and assist you, that's why we are here today. 888-321-2469. If you'd like a full listing of all of the schools in your community as well, possibly, go to kkla.com for the listing of each and every school that are participating in half-off tuition. Lucas Fitzgerald is principal at Pacific Lutheran School in Gardena. Lucas, it's good to see you again.
Great
Welcome
to see
back.
You again. Hope you're doing great.
Thank you. You too. Share a little bit, obviously, first and foremost, about Pacific Lutheran School.
Yeah, Pacific Lutheran is unfortunately one of the last small Christian high schools in L.A. County that serves both junior high school and high school students. We're approximately 100 students. We start with 11-year-olds and end up with 18-year-olds, and they've in that time gotten a Christian education. They've learned enough to be able to get into great colleges and most importantly hear the truth of Jesus Christ, that he's their Savior and loves them and died for them. And 26-year history right now, and we're going to keep it going even during a pandemic. Listeners may not know, L.A. County is among the most restrictive counties in the United States related to COVID measures, and I have repeatedly been advocating for our school's behalf in weekly telebriefings with Dr. Ferrer, and so far to no avail, but we're hoping common sense will work at some point.
I just know there's a lot of parents listening right now that may be thinking or transitioning into private school, and I want to give you ample time to just share about Pacific Lutheran. You've been there for a long time. Obviously, you love the school, you love the kids, and yet a lot of parents are probably, they have a little bit of trepidation about what is to come.
Yeah, we're waiting and hoping and praying that anybody that has a student in an LA Unified school will be able to recognize the difference between what was provided there and what's provided at our school. When LA County faces a pandemic, their teachers band together and decide they don't want to return. When LA County schools have a pandemic, they decrease the class time from 7 hours to 5 hours. When LA County has a pandemic, they decrease the amount of live instruction from 7 hours to 2 hours. When LA County has a pandemic, and you're hearing, you know, obviously we're not doing those things. So we will provide a robust, rigorous education. We will not sacrifice our students or our children during a pandemic. We will be smart and safe and wear masks and be social distance and follow best practices. But we refuse to, because of what's going on around the world, fail to follow the science. CDC says it's safe to come and have kids in-person learning. Europe never shut down their schools during their pandemic. They shut down other things, but not their schools. It is an out-of-control bureaucracy that's occurring in LA County. And we are doing everything we can to fight for our kids in our school, and we'll continue to do so.
Lucas Fitzgerald is principal of the Pacific Lutheran School in Gardena. How has it challenged you personally, all of the things that you've had to adjust to? And you say you're in I don't know if you said daily or weekly meetings with Barbara Ferrer. I can imagine that has its own set of challenges. But how has it made you a better leader in this community of education?
Yeah, it's stretched me a little bit. So we have some school families who are not comfortable, and rightly so, with returning. They have elderly people in the home. They have pre-existing conditions. And so in Christian love, of course, we're going to accommodate those learners. We're going to provide excellent remote instruction. I also get emails saying, why on earth are we not meeting? And we have the right to do that as Christians, and we want our kids to get a Christian education. So I have been challenged and stretched with being all things to all people, so you might serve some. So I'm being everything I can be for our families who would like to learn remotely, and I'm being everything I can for the families who want to come back on site. And usually I have about 25% of people who think I'm making wrong decisions as we navigate those straits, and that's been a challenge. So. But if that's the hardest thing I have to do, I'm doing okay.
Yeah. You are one of a number of schools that have intentionally chosen to participate in our half-off tuition. We thank you for it. You've been here a number of times before. You were sharing off air. You even came in with our late great brother, Frank Pastore. So obviously you recognize the importance of giving families an opportunity if finances are a bit of a challenge to use this opportunity. So in closing, invite some of the parents listening right now that may want to check it out. Maybe they're not sure. You're obviously stretched every which way and more, but I know you well enough, and I know your heart is for education and for helping our youth find the Lord, especially in these difficult times.
Yeah, thank you for that question. Our school exists because we're Christ school, and we want as many kids that don't know Christ to be known by him and their families. We want to reach out to their families. Our price point is just about the lowest of any school in LA County. We lose about $4,000 per student who comes to our school because we have generous donors and supporters and sponsors. So we are happy to offer half-price tuition to families that desperately want a Christian education for their children. I don't know if I should say this online, but we actually honor that half-price tuition during their entire tenure at our school. So what families listening to right now might be able to get is a half-price tuition that's already the lowest in LA County for their entire career at our school. They'll be told about Christ's love for them, be given a great education. For hundreds of years, kids have looked for any reason why they couldn't go to school. And now we're looking for reasons for kids to be able to go to school. And I want to commend my teachers and our school families, both those learning remotely and those wanting to come back. We're there for all of them.
That's so true and so powerful and poignant. Lucas Fitzgerald is principal of Pacific Lutheran School in Gardena. Lucas, it's always good to see you between now and next time. Thank you for what you do for so many of our children.
Happy to come in. God bless you.
You too.
God bless KKLA.
Amen. Thank you, Lucas. We appreciate you very much. KKLA family, if we can bless you on this very special half-off tuition day, please let us know. Call us, 888-321-2469. And or go to our website to see a full listing of all the schools that are participating in half-off tuition. And again, if we can help you in any way, please reach out to us. Call us, 888-321-2469. And as we get ready for hour number two, we have a number of principals down the hall, and we ask that you continue to join us on this very special half-off tuition day. This is the Frank Sontag Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.